The future of retail might be social media. And in China, the future is already here. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. As of this week, Instagram influencers can tag products in their photos so they can sell things directly to their followers. And brands are increasingly bypassing traditional advertising and using sponsored content and social influencers to sell their goods. In China, where most internet usage is already mobile, this so-called social commerce is already the norm. And some retail shops are using China's other hot mobile trend, live streaming, to show off goods to a real-time audience, like QVC, but for social media. Jennifer Pack is Marketplace's China correspondent. She said live-streamed selling takes the fear of missing out to a whole other level.
What they're trying to create, I've seen in some of these live streams, is a sense of urgency. One of these influencers, actually, I saw that was interviewed was amazing because she would be showing the clothes on display and then she's reading these comments and they say, oh, I'm interested in that. And she said, you know what? If I have three more people who are interested in this, we're going to go and bargain with the shop seller for a lower price. Mm. So I think that that may be the extra step that live streaming provides, is this sort of urgency, a sort of community when you're buying. Because, well, I don't know about you, but for me, when there's a lot of people who are really excited about buying, you kind of get swept up in it, especially if you think you're getting a good deal.
Right. It's what's so interesting to me is that it's all live.
Yeah, but listen, this is very low production, okay? So this is really, really just low grade. I flicked on the camera on the laptop, and you have the seller looking at her cell phone trying to read the comments, because you have to imagine they put the camera for the live stream a bit further away so they have a wide view of the shop so that the potential buyers, they can see what's on display at the shop so that they can direct the person, hey, can you grab that item over there? What about the white one? Do you have one in blue, right? And then at the same time, the person, the one who's hosting it, is holding a cell phone right beside her, looking down the whole time, trying to go through and read the comments and respond in real time.
Now, one thing you told us is that some American designers are excited about this trend because it could make it easier for them to sell their goods in China, right? Tell me about that.
Yes. So these designers in the U.S., especially if they're small, medium-sized businesses who may not have the means and the funds to open a proper shop on these platforms or to have a physical presence in China, they find this a very attractive way to sell their products, especially if it's luxury products as well. So remember that brand America, sometimes it's associated with good quality, good stuff, right? So, more and more young people are feeling comfortable spending large amounts of money buying luxury products online. And this is an interesting segment that, of course, the e-commerce platforms are trying to capture.
Jennifer Pack is Marketplace's China correspondent based in Shanghai. According to the research firm Frost & Sullivan, social e-commerce accounted for $90 billion in sales in China in 2017 and will grow to more than $413 billion by 2022. And now for some related links. Those Frost and Sullivan numbers were in a good Bloomberg piece about retailers in China trying to lure Gen Z shoppers with social e-commerce, if you're ready for a deep dive into this topic. It also says social shopping is expected to reach 15% of all online sales in China by 2022. Here in the U.S., it's about 3% of online sales, accounting for just under $17 billion in 2018. And yes, here at home, everybody's talking about Instagram because that's where all the influencers are these days. But over the last couple months, people are starting to figure out that TikTok is actually where the kids are. TikTok, in case you don't have a kid, is the social video app that used to be Musical.ly. Then it got bought by ByteDance in China, and it's now been downloaded over a billion times worldwide. It integrates with Alibaba's shopping platform in China, and according to The Next Web, TikTok was Apple's most downloaded app in the first quarter of 2019, and for a lot of 2018, too. The Telegraph has a story behind the paywall, about how some big-name brands like Sony, Coca-Cola, and FIFA are cutting influencer marketing deals on TikTok because it's cheaper, but it still has hundreds of millions of users. You guys know my theory about China's parallel tech economy, right? How they're basically growing the only real competition to U.S. tech giants behind the Great Firewall. And at some point, it's going to burst out and be a global war for dominance, the likes of which we've never seen. TikTok. Just saying. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Susan in Alta, California, wrote to tell us she believes Marketplace is an important source of business news and that she trusts our hosts and reporters to be clear and objective. She's also a Marketplace investor. To join her in keeping public service journalism strong, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to Susan and everyone who makes our work possible.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.